And so for some people, the sense of specialness is attained by frequent complaining in the head and out aloud about life and situations and people and what's going on, and it really shouldn't be happening. They should do something about it. It's all very bad indeed. Why doesn't he? And there's blaming continuously, complaining and blaming, and that the ego loves because it makes itself right by doing that. When you complain about something or somebody, you feel you are right and the person or the situation you complain about is wrong. I'm not saying complain in a practical sense where you say, I'd like to exchange this thing that I bought because it's not working. That's fine. It's practical and you do something about it. But the complaining, that is the telling of stories in the head that has no practical purpose whatsoever, that constantly is in a conflict relationship with the present moment. There's always something about it that isn't right, and so you complain. Or something has just happened and you complain, or you complain because it hasn't happened yet. So many people feel they cannot be themselves or truly at peace with themselves because of something that happened or something that hasn't happened. But those are the two reasons why you cannot be yourself. Either something has happened and that's preventing me from being myself truly, or something hasn't happened yet. And if that doesn't happen, I cannot be myself. Isn't that frustrating? I need something to happen so that I can be myself. All the many ways we are talking about this here so that you can recognize it when it happens in you, because it is a universal pattern in every human. It's inherited. It is the collective human mind in its egoic unconscious state that operates in that way, that keeps you trapped on the surface of your being, on the little surface movement, the wave movement of life, the forms of life, all the things that happen, and you're trapped in that on the level of form. And of course, on the level of form, which includes even thought forms, that are primordial forms, when you are identified with every thought that comes into your head, and of course, there's never an end to it, because the next thought comes immediately afterwards. It's a string. And so it goes the whole day long, it go. And occasionally you get the little glimpses that keep you sane, so that you can still survive here. They keep you from committing suicide, or they keep you from going totally insane. You have little moments of and they may be short, but they keep you alive. There is a little bit of joy seeping through from the depths of your being, through the layers, the heavy layers of mind. There's a little bit, a little crack appears here and there. If it didn't, you would be totally lost in here, and you certainly wouldn't be sitting here.